The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear." He also told them, "Take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
There's the image of the candle and light and revealing and everything in the gospel today. It's a prominent image here. If we think about mold and mildew and other things that are generally bad and unhealthy for us, these things grow and develop in dark places. And in order to get rid of this unseemly growth and disease, it becomes necessary to throw open windows and doors and let as much light and fresh air into that area as possible. Plants, too, when sitting in darkness, wither and die. But when given enough water and full sunshine, are restored to full health. In the same way that light destroys the mold and mildew, in the same way that light restores the health to plants, the true light of the world destroys death and restores life. If we want to benefit from this great gift, it requires something of us. It requires that we make some effort, some movement into that light of Christ. It requires, too, that we show our wounds, festering or not, to the divine physician. But even this requires that we know and look at the wounds that are ailing us, the ones that we don't want to find, the ones we don't want to see, the ones that we've successfully hidden time and time again. All of that because we cannot call on the physician, the divine physician, to heal us if we don't even know that we are sick. So throw open the doors, let in all the light, and reveal ourselves to ourselves and our Lord.